With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Junkies, live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. Right now, we are joined by the Washington Capitals head coach, Peter Laviolette. He's powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit betql.com. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. You know, we've hyped up. I know Jason's been hyping up that we've had you on after a bunch of wins. There was quite a streak there. This time, after a loss to the Bruins, does it feel any different being on the show after a loss than after a win at this point?
I put this on you guys. This is like anything in life. When you talk about it enough, you know that it's, something's going to go in the other direction. And so this one game losing streak is now on you guys.
Well, I was telling
we'll wear it. That's okay.
I was telling the boys, Coach, I watched the entire game, and it was a great game to watch. I know you didn't like the result, but it was physical. Could be a potential looming best of seven series with those guys. It was just a physical game. There was a lot of storylines, a lot of side stories in that game. But the thing that really jumped out at me is, I don't know if there's just like this innate pure dislike for each other. But with the Willie thing and then with Hathaway and Tenorti, I mean, it was just very entertaining to watch. Again, it was a back-to-backer for you guys, both day games, so I get why you guys probably lost the game. But it was, as a fan, it was fun to watch, and I really do want to play them again.
Yeah. Well, we lost the game because we didn't play defense well enough. So
right.
What I really liked about the game, so there's always things you look at and you say, well, I don't like this. This is, you look at the bad things, right? And so the scores won, the defense. I thought that we left them too many chances that were just, they were back. There was one more pass. We didn't have it covered, and it was just a tap in, really. And so there's two or three of those. But, what you like about the game is that it was a playoff-type game, and I thought our guys played hard. We were – some games they just roll out and they go your way. You guys know that. So the game against Philadelphia, we showed up, we played. It was – we just went and did what we wanted to do. We scored again. We scored on the power play, and, the game goes the way you want. This one didn't go the way you want. We found out that Chara wasn't going to go right before the game. So that was tough. Big Z's been a big part of our defense back there. And then it was just, we're coming off playing the night before, and we ended up losing Justin Schultz, not maybe two shifts into the game. And so right away we're down to five defensemen, which is a little bit tough.
Yeah.
And so I thought our guys muscled through that and did a good job. But then the scoreboard's not going your way, and you find yourself down 2-0. And so you got to fight back in the game, and we did. And, it's 3-3, and they scored that power play goal right at the end of the power play. And took the lead, and we just couldn't catch them. But it was, you're right, it was a good hockey game, and two teams fighting. It was physical. It was playoff style. It was entertaining. I'm sure to watch. And just don't like the scoreboard, so we'll try to fix that. We got them one more time.
The guys on NBC, Keith Jones and is it Sharp Cakes? Who's the other?
Yeah,
Sharp. They both said it was the best hockey game they'd watched all year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a good game. It's not like somebody didn't show up and play hard. But at the end of the day, you know, when I go back and look at it, there's a couple of things defensively where, you know, we could have been a little bit better. And so their goalie played great. I mean, I think we had four breakaways.
Ovi
got in a couple of times, and then Lars Eller picked up the backside of that one, and Willie got in once and just mishandled it right as he was right near the net there. But we had a lot of chances. We couldn't continue to bury him to get back in that game.
So, Coach, you mentioned Lars Eller. He takes a high stick to the grill. Connor Clifton takes a double minor on the play. Were you just thinking, you know, Lars just missed a stretch of games due to an injury. The last thing I need is this guy, like, rearranging his nose or knocking some of his chiclets out with his teeth. What was going through your head at that point?
And how'd they miss that call?
Yeah, well, you know what? There, especially in a game like that, there's a lot going on. I mean, there's a scrum every other whistle, and there, it's physical, and they were ready to play. We were ready to play. And I think the refs, for the most part, they do a really good job, and I actually like the fact that there's ways to go back and check things to make sure that they are getting the right calls. You know, they're trying to put pieces in place where they can go back and look, because the game happens so quick. You know, oftentimes we're on the bench and we're looking way down to the right and something happened. You're like, what happened? Mm-hmm. And we got to go to the TV set. We all have the luxury, you know, of going back and looking at it again and then looking at it in slow motion. You're like, oh, yeah, I get it. It was that guy's stick. Or, well, no, he missed them and the guy's embellishing. And so we get that luxury of doing that, but the referees don't. They got to call it in real time. And you know, I think it's been good. I don't have any complaints with the officials or the refereeing this year. I think they've done a really good job.
When's the last time you saw a 4-minute power play and a 5-minute power play in the same game? That was pretty
rare. That game had a lot of different things going on, from the physicality and the high sticks and the reviews of the penalties and the, you know, the double minors, the majors. So it was good. I mean, it was playoff hockey. That's what it's going to be like. So we've got to – I think it's good that we're playing in these types of games and that they mean something, because that's what we're looking at. We're looking at Boston. We're looking at Pittsburgh. I think the games that we played against Pittsburgh, you know, man, all we did was beat the drum about how tough those games are going to be in the corners and competing for the puck. And so those games prepare you for what you need to go through in order to win some rounds in the playoffs.
Joined by Peter Laviolette, head coach of the Washington Capitals. Another controversial call on a Caps player for a hit delivered yesterday. Hathaway gets a 5-minute major, is ejected for boarding Jared Tinordi. Not surprisingly, you and Bruce Cassidy had differing viewpoints on the hit.
Yeah. Well, there's a few things that could be reviewed out on the ice there. So I think that, you know, they're gonna look at that. They've got to look at a couple other things too. So it was a physical game. There's things that happen to our guys as well. There's a cross check, there was a spear to the throat, and so there's different things that go on out there, and you know, that goes back into the league's hand. I liked the game. I thought the game was, like I said, I thought it was physical. I thought it was hard fought, two teams playing hard, and so, you know, I thought it was a good entertaining Sunday afternoon game, especially at noontime. It's hard to do that. You know, like, I always tell the guys, because it happens so early. Like, you turn your set on at noon, but they're up at 8 o'clock and they're trying to get the food in them that they need to compete that day. And I'm like, you literally got to put down your fork with your scrambled eggs, your last bite of scrambled eggs, and go out and punch somebody in the nose. And that's not a normal work day. So,
yeah, right.
Cakes was saying that even as a fan.
The team that wakes up first wins, right? And so,
yeah.
In this case, it just happened. Both woke up, and it was a great hockey game.
Yeah, Cakes was saying even as a fan, it's hard to get adjusted.
Right. People are creatures of habit. Like, I'm used to watching a Caps game drop the puck at 7 p.m. Like, 12 or 12:30 is weird. It just is.
Yeah.
the preparation is crazy. And then coming off the game the day before, too. You know, like we're getting in there and we're flipping that game and getting into the other one. And we're trying to get the players the information. And there's just no time. They're on a bus to the rink at 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It happens so quick. But well, I will say I do like them. I like the games at noon. Noon's a little early. I like 1. I like 3, but I think it's great. Maybe because I'm getting older. Maybe because I'm getting older, you know.
Yeah, I know how that feels.
You gotta go to bed.
It gets to be 10 o'clock at night. You're like, man.
I mean, I don't even know how you stay up for those games.
Yeah.
I know that you lost the game, but you still got the lead. And this is a nice little break before you play the three-game series, which is so weird to me, Coach, the three-game series against the Islanders. And they're right behind you, 2 points back. So it's nice that you're going to have a three-day break, I guess, before that first game on Thursday. Get a little healthier.
A little bit of rest. And trust me, I'm not complaining here because everybody, you can go to anybody's schedule in the entire league, and it's the same thing. It's a real grind on the players this year, physically and mentally. And you know, somebody just told me we finished 11 games in 18 days or something like that. Like that's a lot of hockey. So there's back to backs in there. There's travel. I think we only had 3 games at home here. You know, we were on the road for most of this. And so we're moving around and we're, you know, trying to sit where we sit and stay on top. And so it's good. You're right about the break because for different reasons. 1, it's a mental break. 2, it's a physical break. 3, we've been banged up here a little bit recently. And so it's a chance to just kind of reassess where we're at and take a look at it and see where the guys are health-wise and even get a practice day in. I can't remember the last time we practiced. We have a veteran team and, the biggest thing for me is rest. I think they're smart. They have a good understanding of how we need to play. And so for me, the most important thing is the energy that we play with. And we've been really trying to monitor that. And so we actually get a practice tomorrow, which is pretty good.
Coach, you're one of the most experienced guys out there. You know, you won a cup in 2005, 2006. You've lost in the finals a few times. You've had some really, really good teams. I'm just kind of wondering in perspective. I mean, you got a really, really good team. Now, there are a lot of good teams, right? But you got one of them. How many, you know, in all these years with all these previous stops in Philly and in Nashville and Carolina, how many times did you feel like, you know what, I got a team that can win it all? Now, you pulled it off once, and you lost in the finals a couple times. But, I mean, does this team have that same feeling for you where you feel like, you know what, we can win it all?
I feel like we've got a – you want me to go out there and just let everybody go to bed at night and rest easy and not to worry about
it? Yeah, make me feel good. Yeah.
You know, you want everybody just to feel good about this, do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say this. Like, our team is a good team. It's a veteran team. And I feel like we're capable of beating anybody. I don't think that we're missing anything. We have size. We have toughness. We have – capability of scoring goals. We know that we can defend. Our specialty teams is good. And so I feel like moving into the playoffs, and I feel like the schedule down the stretch for me in these tough games, whether we win or whether we lose, you know, hopefully we win more than we lose. We'll be playing teams in our division that are probably looking, their radio show is probably looking from their coach for the same reassurance in Pittsburgh and in the Islanders and in Boston that everything's okay. And so that's why they make you play the games. Everybody in our room likes our team. I like our team. And so we've got a great hockey team. But at the end of the day, you know, you saw a team yesterday that you know that there's a good chance that we could play in the first round or the second round, or maybe it's Pittsburgh or maybe it's the Islanders. And so also good hockey clubs. And so I think that's what makes playoff hockey so great. And I think it makes it even greater when you win because you know that you know the battles that you went through and the toughness to get there, the grind of it all is what makes, I think that's what makes people cry in the end. You know, that's what makes, when you hold the cup, you see people put it over their head. They're not doing it just because it was easy. They're doing it because it was hard.
Yeah.
And so the heart is what makes it just fantastic. It makes it awesome.
And so we
got a good team, a really good team, and we got to continue to move through the end of the season here and keep fighting for a spot. And when we get to the playoffs, I think we've got a good team that can compete with anybody.
Have you had a team this explosive offensively before?
I mean, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, right now I feel like we can score goals. The power play is moving well, and you know, right now we're putting pucks in the net, but I don't want to talk about that too much because kind of like today with a loss yesterday, you guys will jinx that for me. And when I talk next Sunday, we'll be like shut out three games in a row here this weekend. So.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Coach, well, good catching up with you. Get that rest before the three-game mini playoff series with the Islanders, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Thanks, guys. You guys have a good morning, all right?
You too.
All right, you too, buddy. Thank you, Coach.
Take care. Bye.
That's Peter LaViolette, head coach of the Washington Capitals. They get a few days of rest. Then they take on, again, they take on the Islanders. Everybody sees the same team cycling in and out every week. That's the way it's been in this weird season. But the three-game stretch is going to be weird against one team. But
it's
we got to get
so
used
weird.
To that because the playoffs are looming. We're only, what, 10 games out
10
at
games.
This point.
I mean, think about it, Cakes. The Caps lead the entire league in goals scored, 163.
It's
I mean, they're guaranteed for three or four a week, a game. And I know it changes in the playoffs and teams start to tighten up and it's called differently. But, man, they are just explosive offensively.
So we know the Capitals will be in the playoffs. When we come back, we'll talk about another team locally that may be in the playoffs. The Wizards are making a playoff push here toward the end of the season. We'll talk some Wiz next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I know Valdez isn't sleeping on it. The listeners should not sleep on the fact that the top 70 golfers on the PGA Tour are coming to Baltimore this August to compete in the 2021 BMW Championship. Secure your tickets at bmwchampionship.com.
All right, so I've been telling you boys I'm scheduled to leave after the show for Poughkeepsie, right? Barring some sort of crazy development, Marist looks like they're ready to resume their season here at the very, very end scheduled to have a game tomorrow against Quinnipiac and then a game on Saturday, I believe it is, against Manhattan. So I've been doing my homework, Cakes, my prep. Mm-hmm. And remember I told you last time I didn't feel like I could read my stuff. So my wife helped me. I got this. So this is my homework on Quinnipiac.
Nice.
I got my Troy Aikman.
Sure.
My Joe Buck. My card here. Mm-hmm.
Now, Quinnipiac, is that in Connecticut?
I don't even know.
Where's Quinnipiac?
I thought it was New York.
What's their mascot?
I think it might be in New York.
What's the Quinnipiac mascot, EB?
Is it a bobcat?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're the one calling the game.
I don't know. I'm not big into mascots, Gakes.
No, you're right. It's Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Is it Connecticut? Yeah.
So Hamden, Connecticut.
My wife has showed me how to use Google Docs. Have you ever used that before, Cakes? Because, I've never used Excel.
I mean, what is this, 2004?
I know, but I don't use that stuff.
What did you say?
Radio guy.
Did you say bobcats?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
Good call.
Right? Boomer the Bobcat is there.
Boomer. Hey, Boomer.
Is their guy. Boomer.
So I've been
Speaking of boomers, we're talking about Google Docs.
Well, do you guys use Google Docs? Do you guys use them?
It's like, not really. I don't.
Yeah. On our side of the fence over here of LDs, we don't. We have literally no use for it. But I'm learning how to resize columns. I'm learning how to add columns, Cakes, color coding. I'm like a second grader with it. But it's kind of fun though. So here, I got my chart here for Quinnipiac. I got to print out my chart for Marist today. And hopefully I won't need, like, my readers hanging around my neck when I'm calling the game. Anytime I need to pull up, like, a kid's high school or, some kid makes a big play and I want to name his hometown or something, I want to have it right there, in front of me. Now, last time we stood and we had the windows open and it was freezing. So hopefully it's not as cold in, I guess that's considered, is that considered upstate New York in Poughkeepsie? I don't know.
Have you checked the weather report? It should be ready.
No. I haven't checked it.
I would consider it upstate.
Yeah. So.
It ain't going to be warm, I don't think.
Is it? It's not going to be like this? Like, it was 65 and awesome yesterday.
Yeah, maybe it'll be 65.
Like, 65 would be great. But it's a, I think it's a, it's a 7 p.m. game, so it will be a little chillier.
Right.
As the evening progresses. But, barring a disaster, I'll be driving the 5-6 hour death march up to Poughkeepsie after the show.
That's Tuesday night?
Tuesday night.
Yeah, what
Tuesday,
are they called?
Tomorrow.
High of 70, low of 43. I'm going to guess it's going to be closer to 43 than 70 by the time you're
calling
the game.
Oh, I hope not. It's brutal when it's that cold up there. But, yeah, so tomorrow I'll be broadcasting from some hotel, some Hyatt, in Poughkeepsie. And I have to figure out, should I bring a couple lights?
So you bring the Comrex with you into the room?
Yes. Yeah, I'll bring the Comrex. And I could do it wirelessly. Hell, I've been doing it wirelessly for months just from my house.
Mm-hmm.
So that won't be a problem. But I am a little bit concerned. I could have some lurch lighting going tomorrow, which could be trouble.
Mine's not too bad today, is it? Because
Right now, you look pretty good.
Maybe in the early, the early part of the show when it's still dark out. Yeah,
first hour, you're like a ghost.
Yeah,
you're
no,
like Casper.
I'm sorry.
It is what it is.
That hotel's got some reliable internet.
That's true.
No, I don't use the hotel internet. I just use the 3G.
You use the hotspot.
No, not even the hotspot. Just the Comrex comes with its own wireless setup. So that's using here.
I would never figure that out.
I'm so wired. I'm so wired in with the stupid Comrex.
Right.
Straight into the modem. Boom. Don't rely on wireless at all.
Yeah.
Oh, it's supposed to be 65 degrees at game time, Cake.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good. Cake.
That sounds pretty good. I'll take that.
Old Cake.
How much?
I will be. What?
How much research and time did you put into that, into those notes?
Half as much as I normally do for the junks. How about that? I know what you're getting at.
Just curious.
I know what you're getting at.
That is funny.
This is really hard to do when you don't know the guys. I don't know half the players. So I gotta cram. I gotta be ready. I gotta be like Joe Buck. I gotta be silly. And I gotta be able to read my notes. And last time I learned that I couldn't read my notes. my old man eyes. I still haven't gone to the eye doctor, Cakes.
Well, what are you waiting for? Just make it a
because I want the one. I want to just go and walk out of there with glasses. And everybody says you can't do that now with Corona. That it's just it's a longer process. So
did you see that people are upset that Joe Buck is going to host Jeopardy?
I don't who's upset? Why? The guy sitting across the board from you, or actual people?
Well, I saw Twitter was having a meltdown.
I think I did see that
because people hate Joe Buck.
Yeah,
why do they hate him so much?
Because he's a little stiff.
He's smug, kind of.
Plus, they're jealous. Smug? They're jealous of the living that he makes calling games.
He's good at what he does.
He's also a little over the top with, like if somebody moons somebody or something. You know, like, that's disgusting. You know what I mean? He's a little too over the
He'll
top.
He'll never
that.
Live that bit down from Randy Moss back in the day.
Wouldn't sports wahoos be excited? Because that way he's not calling games anymore. If everyone hates him, he's out of it.
I was reading reviews that Aaron Rodgers was doing well.
No, he sucks.
Did you like Rodgers?
No, he sucks.
Oh, you didn't like him?
No, he stinks.
Who's been your favorite so far? Is it still the producer?
Yeah, Michael Richards has been good. And I kind of got sized for Dr. Oz. I know everyone was crushing Dr. Oz.
But of course, he's going to love a producer that turns host. He loves that.
Right.
He's going to love that
bit
every time.
You're right, Cakes. You're
right. See right through this.
That's exactly what it is. What about Katie? You didn't like Katie Couric?
She's tied for last with Aaron.
Oh, really? Tied?
Yeah, she's a robot.
I read that she was lazy. They said she was lazy.
She had zero skill at interaction with the contestants.
Oh, she
really? That should be her wheelhouse.
She's very wooden.
She stunk.
Really?
Yeah.
What is Aaron Rodgers' strength and weaknesses as a host?
I think they're dumbing down the clues.
Okay.
And then
so that
he can read them. Like if it's pretty complex, I feel like he wouldn't be able to recite the question. But he's so dry. He has zero personality. I can see why every single girl breaks up with him.
Right, and he has a rift with his family.
Yeah.
Estranged from his brother. So you haven't fallen in love with him at all?
he was awful. He got better at the end because it was impossible to do worse. He stuck.
But again, Valdez, it's hard to be one of the best quarterbacks on earth and then to also be the best game show host on earth. Like, you can't be – it's hard
you
to
can't
be great
at everything.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like,
right.
You're lucky if you're great at one thing in life. He's great at one thing.
You know what I'm shocked at?
He's great at reading the defense, not reading questions.
Right. Well, that's much harder to do. I'm shocked that Ryan Seacrest hasn't thrown his hat in the ring on this one. Now, I don't know where he would find the time to do it.
He's too busy doing everything else.
Do you realize, Jason, that he does the American Idol or whatever from L.A., and he flies like the overnight to do the show with the chick in the morning, and then flies back, does the second day or whatever of American Idol, and then does another red eye back?
I hope he's flying private back and forth.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
There's no way.
But still, he's probably got a bed on the plane. But,
yeah.
I mean,
who wants to work that much?
It's insane. You know what was I watching the other day who used
to do this?
You know
what? If he had kids, he wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, well, he's probably never going to have kids.
Right.
The
guy, that's all he thinks about is working.
Cakes, what's the guy's name that hosts Family Feud now?
Steve Harvey.
He used to do that bit.
Steve Harvey, yeah.
Steve Harvey used to do that bit where I think he did like a show in Dallas, and then maybe did he do like afternoons here in D.C.? Whatever he was doing, he was flying commercial every day. And
wasn't
he
did something similar?
Well, yeah, I think you're right. I think it was Tom Joyner. But I was watching Harvey the other day on Family Feud.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's butt funny.
He is funny.
Of course he's butt funny.
He's a funny dude.
And all the questions are sexual.
Yeah, they're all,
they're all
double entendre.
Right. Yes.
Sexual innuendo.
Do you know what it is?
He's very good at it, too.
With Harvey and Seacrest, it's because at their core, they're radio nubbers.
Yeah.
Right. So when you're same thing with Stern. All right. Mm-hmm. When you grow up and you're a radio nubber, and when you make it, you can't believe you made it. Right. Instead of having to go from city to city, low paying job to low paying job, and you feel like that gravy train's going to be over in an instant. So you're grasping at every dollar you can right now. Because they're radio nubbers at heart.
Sounds a lot like the Junk's career, right?
Exactly.
There. You're
that's why Cakes is doing hog pills sponsorships.
Hey, Blue Chew, my friend. I wish those spots would come back.
right? Because at the end of the day, Case could be fired Friday.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I think that goes both ways.
Yeah,
I think that goes both ways. We've learned that sort of as we went along, because early on we would thumb our nose at stuff, and we turned down a lot of stuff.
Yeah, at the end of the day, when you're a radio number, you're grasping for every dollar, every free hookup you can.
It's a good theory.
You know, every free six-pack of Corona being delivered to your door.
Yeah, but if I had gotten to the level of Seacrest, I'm not going to keep doing cross-country flights.
Dude, he's doing it two times a week.
I'm going to leverage myself and say, look, just beam me in from L.A. I'm tired of making this cross-country bit every single day week.
It gives him something to do. He must really enjoy it. Because if he didn't, he could say, I'm done. I got plenty of money in the bank. Or,
I think he likes the attention.
I think he does.
Being on the air.
Yeah.
Some people just have to be on the air.
By the way, Bickle, I'm not a big stand-up comedian guy. All right? Mm-hmm. I used to be, but I don't know. A lot of them just get on my nerves now. But Saturday night, and I haven't seen a live stand-up in years. I can't even remember the last time I saw one. I'd have to think about it.
Did you go out and see
somebody? No, but we went to dinner, and the people we went to dinner with were like, we got to come back and watch this comedian, Dion Cole. Do you know who Dion Cole is? I think it's Dion Cole.
I think I know who you're talking about.
We've had him in studio.
Is he on Black-ish?
Black-ish.
The TV show?
Hold on. We've had Dion Cole in studio?
I'm almost positive we've had him in studio.
I think we have had him, yeah.
Absolutely.
The name sounds familiar, yeah.
He made me fall on the floor. He was so funny.
Really?
I don't know when his show was.
Saw him in person?
No. I watched it on Netflix. But it was obviously pre-COVID. But he was so freaking funny. And I had never... I forgot we had him in studio.
About 2 years ago.
Oh, my God. He
familiar,
was so good.
But I don't remember. Was he good when we had him in?
Yeah.
Did we like him?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think it was in Charlotte. You got to watch it. It's on Netflix. It was his stand-up show in Charlotte. It was so funny.
I'll send you a video to the outhang.
Oh, he's so funny.
Right.
How am I going to watch?
He must have been funny.
I mean, he's X-rated. He's X-rated, and he's drops the N-bomb all the time. So if you got a problem with that, don't watch it.
Yeah.
But
F1 Drive to Survive today. Drive. How am I going to fit in Dion Cole too? How's that going to work?
He can wait.
Figure it out.
That's right. He can wait. I need to figure out where the next stop of the Grand Prix is. I need to figure that out.
Hey, Valley's Drabby. I was just giving you props on one of the guys you booked.
Looks like November 15, 2018 is when we had him on.
Yeah, about 3 years ago. See, my brain's just going foggy, man. I don't remember that.
Hey, these things happen. All right, have to take a break. I promise when we come back, we will talk some Wiz. And Chris O'Leary, the pitching mechanics expert, is going to join the show at 9 a.m. So lots to come here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So the Wiz are forcing us to take them seriously at this point of the season. They've strung together 4 straight wins against Utah, Sacramento, the Pelicans, and they just beat up on the terrible, awful Detroit Pistons in their latest win.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 of the next 6 are at Capital One Arena. The schedule down the stretch looks built for them to possibly grab one of the last spots in the East, if not get into that playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. It's been a pretty remarkable turnaround. I thought they were dead about halfway through the season. They've come to life. They look like they now have a sweat. They have a playoff sweat at this point, and the schedule looks kind of cushy at this point.
Tough to predict schedules, but I would agree with you because there's a lot of teams that are, you know, guys are sitting out because they're, you know, playing every other night and they're having some injuries, some nagging injuries. You know, certain teams are trying to tank.
I mean,
certain teams just aren't good enough to win. You know, Detroit's just not good enough to win. Orlando right now, not good enough to win. So you're right about that.
The next five of the six are at home, and the only road trip they make in that span is to Oklahoma City. They face Oklahoma City next. Then they get Golden State, another trip with Oklahoma City, Cleveland, the Spurs, and the Lakers before they have to go back out on the road again.
All right, do you have any interest if they are in this play-in tournament?
Yes.
So if they're the 10th seed,
I think so.
They're the 10th seed and they play the 9, and obviously if they lose, they're out. But if they play the 9 and they win, then they got to play the loser of the 7-8. All right, and I know it's a little confusing, but it's a 4-team play-in tournament. So if they make it, even as a 10 seed, you have some interest.
Yes. Yeah. I have no interest if they just miss the playoffs and they're just completely out of it and they're just like they always are. But if they're surging and they find a way into the play-in games, whatever, into some sort of postseason opportunity, yeah, that does pique my interest. I'm sorry. Same thing with, like, Washington, you know, the football team making the playoffs with a losing record. Some guys are like, nope, just not interested. It's going to be one and done. If you make any sort of postseason run or opportunity, I'm going to be all in. I'm going to get behind you.
But I have a sneaking suspicion that what's going to happen is they're going to make a run and they're going to fall just short. They won't qualify for the play-in, and then they're just in lottery limboville like they tend to be a lot of years, where they're going to wind up with, like, the 9th or 10th pick in the draft.
True. Yeah.
Like, I can totally see that happening with this
true.
Team.
And I have said that for the first time ever, I'm okay with the Wiz tanking. For the first time ever in my life, because they've been so uninteresting. But when they win 4 out of 5 or whatever, when they win 4 in a row and they win 5 out of 6 – and they're right on the brink of, you know, maybe qualifying for something. I'm sorry. I'm a sucker for it. I'm a sucker for an 8 seed, 9 seed, 10 seed, whatever it takes this year to get into the dance and then, you know, lose and have the same 9th pick or whatever, like Cake says, every year. I'm a sucker for that. I fall prey to that every single time.
I think their most critical stretch, by looking at what they have remaining on their schedule, starts the week of May 5th. Where they have to go out on the road and face Milwaukee, the Raptors, the Pacers, and then back-to-back in Atlanta, 2 games with the Hawks. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like if they can squeak out 3 wins out of 5 there, I think they're going to be in good shape. If they have a just disastrous road trip and go 1-4 or lose all of those games, I don't think that's going to happen, but you know, if they only squeak out 1 win there, I think it's going to be bad for their playoff chances. That's the critical stretch to me, because I think they're going to rack up a good number of wins against the most of the cupcakes that are coming in over the next week and a half to Capital One.
Well, that trade they made certainly helps them because the Gafford kid is producing a little bit, and obviously having Bradley back healthy, he's producing. Russ is just, you know, he's averaging a triple double. He's just crazy. So based on the schedule, okay, you know, they're hot. What is there, about 25 games left, something like that, Cakesy?
Looks to be about that, yeah.
Maybe less, actually.
I think it is less than that.
Maybe it's about 20. But who knows? You know, root against teams like Indiana and Chicago and Toronto. Toronto's kind of hot, too. You know, the Knicks have won 6 straight. Some of these teams are just hot, getting hot at the right time, I guess, just climbing the ladder. But, root against those teams, and you got a shot based on the schedule.
The thing is, like, when we say the Gafford guy's hot, it's not necessarily that he's lighting it up offensively. He did have one game where he had 18 points. Mm-hmm. But to me, where he's really helping is on the boards, rim protection. I think he's got 8 blocks in his last 2 games.
He had a big one against Zion late in that game to help preserve the win.
Big one. And it looked like the ball was falling out of Zion's hand, too. I don't know if you saw that, Cakes. But it was a huge play at the right time.
And look, if you have
producing.
You have Beal and Westbrook on the floor and both healthy, he doesn't need to score even 18 points a game. Just go out there and block some shots, pull down some boards, play some good defense, and that's your role. Any scoring he gives you is basically gravy.
I agree 100%. Like in his last game, he gave him 8 points, but 8 boards, 4 blocks. That's what they need.
You'll take that line every single time from him.
That's what they need. They may have really stumbled onto something here, Cakes.
He was just a throw-in guy. He's like, just take this Gafford guy to make the deal work. Just have him.
Right. Yeah.
And he's turned out to be a find so far.
Well, we've been complaining about it for years that this team can score points, but can they make stops down the stretch when they need to, or even to start games out? So I think it's huge. I think they're compelling all of a sudden.
And if somehow they could get to that spot and they're the 8th seed and they play Philly, I mean, they're probably not going to beat Philly, but they could probably steal a game or two in a series like that, I would think.
I don't know. I think they can hang with anybody at times. I don't know if they can do it over a 7-game series, but I'm just really encouraged by what I've seen lately.
By the way, if you would like to place a wager on tonight's game, on BetQL.com, the Wiz laying 10.5 at home.
I saw that.
And your over-under is 229 and a hook.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got I listen to my FanDuel spot. I'll have some picks for you.
I don't know that I'd be comfortable laying 10.5 with the Wizards against anybody, but I believe Gilgeous Alexander is still out for the Thunder. I mean, that's just a mishmash type of team that's coming in here to D.C. tonight. I don't know. Maybe they will blow them out.
Well, the Thunder, have you seen what they've done lately?
They've not really been keeping up with the Thunder, to be honest.
They have lost 10 games in a row.
Oh.
All right, so like I said, teams that are resting guys, because not resting, but have guys injured, they know they're not making the playoffs, they're done, and they are just kind of tanking. Well, that's one of the teams that is, because they've lost 10 straight. You cannot lose to a team that's lost 10 straight.
Hey, we won't pool all of our side slush money, like just lying around money. Probably wouldn't be a lot, but pull it all and bet the money line on the Wiz tonight for a small W.
Oh, what's the money line? Are they -600 or something?
I don't know. I don't know what the money line is on this game.
Let me find out. Pull up my FanDuel app. I don't know if I'm willing to lay that, but I'd lay the 10.5 or maybe play a team total or something like that.
Well,
So Washington's -550 on the ML. I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's too much. But you can throw in some player props, and FanDuel's always putting out there all these guys that some guys are just doing like 3 or 4 picks, and they're paying out like a boatload of cash, So I don't know. I always pick out a few player props, but I tend to pick ones that I think are going to hit. I have a hard time picking things that aren't, like, I'm not going to pick, Gafford to make a 3-pointer or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You try to go for the sure thing.
I try to go for like 3 or 4 sure things and hope they all hit. But they just don't pay the way, like, if you bet Gafford to hit 2 threes, with 2 of them, and all of a sudden he hits it, now you got 10 grand.
Right.
I wonder what the same game parlay bet would be for Wizards just to win.
Put it in.
Actually, I haven't logged in yet. Hold on. Just to win, and then Russell to have a trip dub.
Well, see, he does that all the time.
Well, I'm just assuming.
He's probably not going to win that much.
Assuming that Russ is going to go out and have a trip dub tonight against Oklahoma City.
I might put that in, see what it pays off. But they're going to win tonight. I don't know if they'll cover the 11. They probably will, just based on Oak City, just giving up. But I definitely would play
them. But do you like this? I'm suggesting in my FanDuel spot, you go over 24.5 rebounds and assists for Westbrook. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Over 30 points for Beal. Again, these things happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wiz just to win.
Okay.
I think that's a solid. I don't know what that would pay, but over.
I kind of like the only one I don't like there is Beal over 30, just because if the game turns into just a complete blowout, Beal might be rested. Like, he might be rested with sitting on 27 or 28 points.
And that's happened to me. That's happened to me before, too.
Of course. It's happened to everybody.
Right. Specifically that exact scenario.
Sure.
The Wiz up a lot, and then Stinks. He doesn't play the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Right. And he's coming off an injury of late. I don't know. I'm a little skittish on that one.
Now, here's the thing, though. But Beal, I don't care what he says. He wants to win the scoring title.
He
has to want to win it. And he has to be aware.
And he's got Curry, who's white hot, right on his butt.
I didn't realize Curry's already, I think, 33 years old. Did you guys see that? And I think, is he the first guy or maybe the first guy since Jordan to have four 40-point games at age 33? They showed clips of him. And I know we've all seen it before. Like,
he's absolutely on fire.
Like Steph, like, you know, takes the shot before games, like from the tunnel. And, you know, he does all the nonsense. He was doing a pregame routine where he was literally just, you know, the circle at half court.
Yeah.
He was shooting from the bottom of the circle, and he made like 10 in a row. I mean, it's like his range, Jason, it's unreal. And he launches it like a free throw. How does he have that strength? He's got to be pound for pound one of the strongest guys in the league.
He's just silly good.
I don't think people understand how hard it is to launch that shot that effortlessly.
He's just
ridiculous.
Silly good. Yeah.
Yeah. Greatest shooter in the history of the game.
He's got to be up there.
Who could be better?
Hard to find one better.
No,
who
he is.
Who could be better?
He is. I know people talk about Ray Allen and Reggie Miller, but
they didn't have
the range that Steph has.
When we come back on The Fan, we'll talk with Chris O'Leary. He's an independent player development analyst and coach. He's going to break down the latest injury to Steven Strasburg and more coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.